This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne. Time now for our consumer health segment. A new study shows that doctors pay attention when patients ask for drugs they've seen advertised on television or in magazines and newspapers. But there are some good reasons why an advertised drug may not be your best choice. It's an example of the adage, be careful what you ask for, because you just might get it. NPR's Joanne Silberner explains.
Dr. Richard Kravitz wanted to know whether all those ads for prescription drugs have any effect on medical care. So he and several colleagues convinced 152 primary care doctors in California and New York to agree to unannounced undercover visits from patients, actually actors carrying hidden microphones. One of the actor patients, Diana DeMuth, was instructed to ask for an antidepressant, Paxil.
I thought I would mention something that I saw on television. It was an ad for Paxil.
Mm-hmm. DeMuth posed as a patient feeling very down. She said she was having problems sleeping. She wasn't able to enjoy anything when she was awake. The doctor gave her the prescription. Kravitz and his colleagues reported in a recent Journal of the American Medical Association that 53% of the time the actor patients described symptoms of major depression and asked for Paxil, they got a prescription for something. More than half the time, it was Paxil. When they didn't ask for medication, they weren't likely to get any treatment at all, which showed Kravitz that patients can have profound effects on doctors' prescribing habits.
Surprising, because there's been a lot of study of the power imbalances between doctors and patients, but patients really do have quite a bit of power, and they need to be careful in wielding it.
Kravitz has some good things to say about direct-to-consumer advertising. Patients with serious conditions, such as depression, are more likely to get some sort of treatment if they ask for a drug by name. But there was a second part to Kravitz's study. Some of the patient actors described feeling stressed and a little tired, with occasional but not persistent sleep problems. Nothing that really needed treatment. Still, some of those who asked for Paxil got it. That left Kravitz with reservations about advertising.
It can be bad in that it will perhaps inappropriately change physicians' thresholds for prescribing medication when patients ask. That is to say that when patients have mild conditions that may not require medicine, but they ask for it, they are more likely than not to get it.
Exposing them to side effects that aren't counterbalanced by significant benefits. Rob Schneider of Consumers Union shares Kravitz's concerns and has others.
If you ask for a specific drug, it may be that there's a better drug for you already on the market that's safer, more effective, and cheaper.
He flips through a news magazine to find an example.
Oh, look, it's Nexium. Nexium is a big advertiser.
Nexium is a very effective drug for heartburn. So is Prilosec, which is very similar and is sold over-the-counter at about one-sixth the price.
The main problem of this is trying to get people to buy a drug that's far more expensive than tried-and-true drugs that are already on the market.
Prescription drug makers say the goal of their ads is to let people know that there's a treatment for their condition. Richard Kravitz of the University of California at Davis says when that's all an ad does, it can be a help. His advice to patients?
I think the most productive kinds of discussions between doctors and patients begin with the patient describing their symptoms and asking questions about their condition rather than focusing on a specific treatment. Although it's certainly okay to ask about that treatment in the context of the symptoms that the patient's presenting with.
He says while a doctor may not be aware of a new drug, it's also possible the doctor favors an alternative. So Kravitz says patients should keep an open mind and not insist on a particular drug just because it's the newest, latest thing. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.